Fine. We're on the Samach. We started discussing what that means, Rachmana Liba Boy. Terribly, terribly misunderstood what that means. How does the street understand that? She wants your emotions, wants your feelings. That's not what it means. Brain dead bunch of emotions. That's what she wants. Once you're running around, bouncing around emotionally, that's not what it means. Let's see what it does mean. Start again. Kima mitzvah zayin matarosa shirut leboi reilom. Elei kima chavan hu halev hamoach meachora kima mitzvahs. Hamunach, sorry, meachora kima mitzvahs. The heart. Let's just use the word heart for now, knowing that we don't know what it means. Okay? And we'll try and get clarity on this. Simcha, the divas leiv, gilu, hacheshek, varotzon, the mitzvah, he ikha mitzvah. Not so poshut again, eh? You heard that? Not so poshut. Nefesh HaChaim says not like that. Nefesh HaChaim says the ikha kiyum mitzvah is doing the mitzvah. Everything else that he's talking about is Hidurim, mitzvahs, whatever. Obviously, we all understand that someone who just does a mitzvah cold without any thought, without any... It's also not a work of art. Well, you can have all the feelings and emotions and lave in the world. If you don't do the mitzvah, you've done nothing also. There has to be, first of all, a kium of a mitzvah. We're talking about once you being the kind of mitzvah, now we want to... But to call that ikka mitzvah, and ilomaskim. Can't. Because the nefesh HaChaim disagrees. What do you mean? Ukamosha Kosov Rabbeinu Bechaya. Vedobe Yadua. Rabbeinu Bechaya in Dvorim. Vedobe Yadua Shekola Yavorim Shebeguf Hem Nimshocha Acha Leiv Einayim. And we know all the limbs of the goof get dragged off to the heart and the eyes. Valei Vikarako. Kima Leiv Sholem Yim Hashem Yisbarach HaKol Sholem. What does that mean? If your heart is shalom with Hashem, everything's shalom. What does that mean? If your heart's lacking, everything's lacking. The merciful one wants your heart. What does that mean? Not the first time you've heard these ideas. But what does that mean?
The Enayim, we say.
No, we don't want Enayim. There's nothing about Enayim,
it's connected connect to the brain.
You can be thinking up because thoughts all your day, but your heart is shalom. Is that what it means?
Rabbi Sher, it's not a new idea. It means 100% with your heart, whatever that means, but it's not a fresh idea. So does that not mean, is that what it's not talking about right now?
I'm asking you, I'm trying to understand this. I'm not trying to understand that. I'm trying to understand this. I'm trying to understand the Beinu Bechaya's finish in Dvorim.
Maybe that's exactly what it says.
What?
Is that essentially that Hashem wants both of them working together.
Both of what?
Your
I know what I'm saying about later, it's about lave. The lave ikara call. Is that true? If my heart is fine and it's pumping blood and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, then everything's fine. What does Rabbeinu Bechaya mean when he says lave? You're calling it pnimiyut, okay?
A lave shalom means that it.
What is a lave? I don't know what a lave shalom is, I don't know what a lave is.
Maybe it's this compound of this negative thinking. Or
what thinking? It's about a heart. A heart is this thing that sits inside of your chest, yeah? And pumps blood. Emotions. Let's stop beating around the bush. When we say lave in this world, we mean emotions, correct?
Yeah.
No, I say lave. Okay, one second. Let's take a vote. When we talk about Hashem wants your lave, what does that mean? He wants the emotional content. He wants the inner content. Yeah. He doesn't want just raw core seichel. He wants also the emotional. What do you say it means lave? It doesn't mean that.
When you speak from a sporting perspective, it's like the guy plays with heart.
passionate. He gives all of it. So it's got nothing to do with neck up. It's all neck down.
No, it's all neck up.
Well, why do we call it heart? The heart's neck down.
Dying. Mind is still pushing it forward.
But when, fine, that's him. But when the Rabbeinu B'chaya says, Halei Ba'ikara Kol, where's the lave? In your head? So why do you call it heart? I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't go to you if you were a doctor. You go to the doctor, he doesn't check your pulse here. He doesn't put the stethoscope on your brain. He puts it there because this is where your heart is. So we have a problem here. Okay. Lev Tov, Broly Elokim. Great for me, a good heart. The person can be very ill, but he's got a good, strong heart. He'll survive. He'll be very strong and have a weak heart. He won't survive. Lev Tov, we don't ask for a strong, we ask for a pure heart. What's a pure heart?
What it is, we understand that the heart is what's driving it, the motor, right? Without the heart, there's nothing thin, except a sack of boat. So it's an analogy, in the sense of when Hashem wants your life, he wants everything that's driving
you. We said yesterday, very good, that the life, that which is central. When we say life, it means that which is central. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the life, it's the center. So the center is a Ikara Kol. Good. Now we don't have to read Lev. We say center. And now we understand Rabbeinu B'chaya. We can go right. Kima Lev Shalom. If the center is Shalom, and Hashem is Bracha Kol Shalom. Lev Kosin. I don't know. Dok Lo Rachman Eliba Boy. Okay. So we have to understand that we don't understand. That's the first thing you have to understand is we don't understand. Unless you understand. Or you think you understand, then there's not much more you can learn. Because you think you've understood. We don't understand.
What is the center?
Oh, and why is that so critical? And what's that so important? And why is it a moshul for a lev? And why is it called lev? Oh, good. According to Shimshon Lovit Pinkas, that's a lev. Noig lasbir nekudazu b'moshul v'dugma min achayim. Shnei sugim matanot yoichel adam letet l'reiv. There's two types of presents you can give a spouse. Matana achas hi matana shimushish. Look, Miss Ed or Sean, Magic Mix, Kenwood. Buy your wife a present, yeah? And she really wants it, and she really needs it, and she's very happy with it. And it has value. It has value. It's expensive. It's usable. It's useful. It's gonna enhance her life. It's gonna make her life easier. A very useful gift. But there's another kind of present. Zer Prachim, a bouquet of flowers. Men don't get this, by the way. It's got no practical use whatsoever except to fill the pot that you're putting it in. Otherwise, it has no whatsoever. And it might be very cheap. Well, 20 shekels or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm sneaking, maybe 50 shekels of face. Maybe she was a mitty. Calling Yonah, he giloy ava v'chiba. All it does is it represents love and relationship. And closeness. Advarim is barim midah chazal bereshis rabba. V'kima ipchaz le'akonish b'akonish baruch hu le'mi she'sheichet min atzor u'mi she'sheichet min oirev. What if this is chazal talking? Sounds almost heretical, no? What difference does it make? Ma konish baruch hish patla. If you shech the behema, ya or ya? What difference does it make when you shech the behema? What's the tsaref? To join, to get the brios, to get people connected. Klaima. Hamitzvah ein shirut. Hu pe'ilus kol shehi bishvil Hashem. Oh, sorry. It's ein shirut oy pe'ilus. So culture with Hashem. The mitzvah has nothing to do with service. They have nothing to do with doing something for Hashem. And a tachliso il tzaref is a brios. Tzaref doesn't mean to join. Tzaref means to polish. Huh? Purify. It's tzaref, litzaref, not the tzaref. The tzaref. To purify, to polish, to clean up, to remove the impurities. Hainel zakech oisom. Ubakach letzaref oisom lemetzius haamitis letzaref oisom yeshberach tachlis haamitzvah lahevi otanu lekeres lekevus Hashem. All the mitzvahs are therefore is to purify, to clean you out, to take away the barriers so that you can get closer to Hashem. Al yaday anu magalim es avoseinu hagdoil leboiris baruch. Via the mitzvahs, we show our Kodesh Baruch Hu how much we love him. He ve'etzem kavanoso hapnimis shel mitzvah. That is the inner Rav Shmuel, the pnimis of the mitzvah is the giloy ava that I have for Hashem. So now we understand. What have we understood? What have we understood? Excellent. You haven't answered the question. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care? We're Hashem. Now this is a big, big machlekas in the Goinim, in the Rishonim. Massive, massive, massive. I'm not going to go into it yet. Really not a subject. But I'll just put it on the side so those who want to do further research can do that. Does it make any difference, the mitzvahs? Are the mitzvahs just there to makayim a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ratzo? He gave us 650 mitzvahs. But in essence, they make no real difference in the world whatsoever. Or no, they have a reality of their own and they make a difference. You're having a machlokes with who? You're Rav Sadia Goyen or Rav Har Goyen? You're the Rambam or you're the Sefer Chinuch? Be careful when you have an opinion and it's a major machlokes in Rishonim and Goinim. You have to understand both sides. That's your job. You weren't hired to choose sides. Your job description says understand both. We struggle to understand either when you start understanding the sugya. Go to the sugya. Anybody dabbled with the sugya before? Okay, you'll see. You can't really understand either shit, and you can't understand what the locus is. But it's there. And for those who are interested in this kind of thing, you're welcome to go look for it. You asked the button what these guys have done today. Should ever. This is one of the big subjects there. Big subject. Do the mitzvahs do anything? Do the virus actually do damage ultimately? Or that's just part of this world and they really don't do anything. No, they have a real reality. Okay. Either one is hard to understand and both of them have their problems. It's a big tumult in the Rishonim and it's not our subject. I'm just telling you that that's the Mela Kashiada Makai mitzvahs, Ach Bali Lev, without his lave. Now he's going to tell us what lave is. Bli regesh ave v'simcha basiyosom. Without feelings of love and joy when he does them, ha'ikah chosam in ha'sefer. Ha'ikah is chosam in ha'sefer. Zo tos kritit asher atzeini oile lanu ha b'mo'od shere over katsi kala kaitz v'dayin lo nishano. We still haven't worked this one out. Kol zo is kivin shadayin lo tiknu. It's a simcha v'tuv leivav. It's a kesha apnim in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol zman, we haven't masakad. The simcha v'tuv leivav in our avodas Hashem. Not simcha v'tuv leivav without the avoda, without the mitzvahs. You have to do the mitzvahs. The Nevi Shacham is correct. If you don't do the mitzvahs, you've done nothing. You have to do the mitzvah. That's the first thing. That's it. But a mitzvah that's chos a simcha v'tuv leivav is a churban. That's why the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt. What does that have to do with sinas chinna? Everything we'll see. It was yesterday. I don't know what I said yesterday. I don't remember what I said yesterday. We have to learn it new, fresh. There's the one thing I learned from Rabbi Israel. I went to him say a mighty kashir, unbelievable shir, in the midst of Yichud Hashem. What's the midst of Yichud Hashem? Yichud Hashem. The Rambam, a major, major kasha. And he once gave a shir in South Africa that was just dazzling. Unbelievable. So the first time he came to the yeshiva back in Beis Yisrael, when he first started the yeshiva, asked him to come speak, asked him if he would give that shir. And that kasha on the whatever. So he asked the kasha, like he was going to, and I was sitting there, you know, like breathlessly anticipating the answer. He said, I know Rabbi Shur wants me to say this, but I've got another teretz, and he gave another teretz. So I said, what do you do? He says, you have to keep learning. I said, look, Gavaldik pshat 10 years ago, doesn't mean, no, you have to learn a new pshat, and a new pshat. Every day is a new day. You have new insights. You learned something new yesterday, it changes how you think. So you learn different. Well, you have to remind me what I said yesterday. The laws of fun.
You don't, Hashem gave us the mitzvahs so we can be connected to Hashem.
Yeah, what is it?
Therefore, if you don't do with simcha and with lev, then you can't get connected to Hashem. Therefore, you're not connected to your.
I said that. And you all just accepted that? Wait.
That's what you said.
You should have told me I'm talking nonsense. Okay.
That's what I think you said, maybe.
No one's listening. Okay, so what he's just said now, everybody knows, everybody says it, and it's all very popular stuff today, and whatever. Tzarich lavin ba'am kuz ma ze omer. Never understood exactly. Yirmeh ha'novi metzavech vo'emer. Sipu aloiseichem al zivcheichem v'ochlu bosom. Claimer. Yirmeh ha'novi proclaims in anguish. Ein retzeini b'aloiseichem, I don't want your korban oilers. Toichlu atem es bosa ha'kodesh. You eat it. You're not allowed to eat an oiler. Correct? Oiler is kul oiler. Hashem says, I don't want it, you eat it. And he says something merited. I never commanded your fathers, and I never spoke a word about oilers with Mokin. No? I don't know. I have a chumash that there's quite a lot in it about oilers and Zvokin. Hashem never come on. So where do we get it from? That's amazing. You can throw away about two-thirds of your chumash. You can go through that, you can go through chumash now once every few weeks. You don't have to put the whole rid of Holova Yikro. A big chunk of Shas. I mean the sechta you can get by Gvaldik, that you only can do in about 3 years. What's going on here? Hashem's telling them, I told you to be willing. Pella. It's very interesting. The only thing Hashem can find wrong with the Cheta Egel is Shelot Tzivisi. I never commanded it. Pella, no? What do you mean Hashem says, what was wrong with the Cheta Egel is I never commanded it. What's wrong with the Cheta Egel is that there's an issue in the third that says you're not allowed to worship Abba. The problem with the Cheta Egel wasn't because I never commanded. The problem was I commanded you not to do it. You disobeyed me. Not that. Yeah. You want to do it, do it. You don't want to do it, do it. But I didn't tell you to do it, so you shouldn't have done it. That's what's wrong with the Cheta Egel. It just resonates here a little bit. What's, I spoke to you ever about oilers? Is that? Yes, Hashem, you did it. The Torah is full of it. What's pshat? I never commanded your fathers, and I never spoke ever about oile v'zevach. So you have to touch them. Okay, so. Ela moshul lemar dovet doimi. Ela adam shechipes lo dira. Chipes v'motzer. A person looking for a dira. We've all been through that experience. You find a dira. You look and you find. Sikimem kablan al dira al niyar, the yotsu samach with toy blade on machin shedekim a mecha ayah kornamuch. He went and he signed the contract with the builder and whatever, and he got it. Very, very happy because he got a very good price. Excellent. Amlochavayra, mechi kornamuch? You found a dira in Allah for 800,000 shekels? Gewaldig. Ula yasepek lecha a kablan schreira tshuta sub. Maybe there's a little bit of a problem with this dira. Maybe the Kablan's not going to give you the best materials. He's going to, you know, he's going to cheat a bit. No, he checks and everything's mamash alef alef. Mahuda mahuda. Matayeh muchan abayit. Ot shleishim yayim. Ma tov peti day. I was going to finish the shiput.
Wow.
No, he's not building a building. He's going to finish the shiput. That's a marshal. It's not the Moslem, then it can be real. Or maybe it's not in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Anyway. 3 days later, he gets the keys of Kol Mukhan. Again, a Mokum Vamaro, a remote shel Mertzafot, shel Barzalim, Chol Lavan, Melet, Brazim, Kiyoni, etc., etc. There is a big pile of everything you need to shepetz the building. There's sand, there's tiles, there's cement, there's taps, there's wires, there's chashmal, there's blood. Vos du willst, I call Yosef Shammah in a big pile. So the covenant says, Mashiach Skimru, that's what we agreed. Schreira alef alef, go check, it's the best quality. That's the Moshe, what can you do? Eilokosh Baruch Hu rotza arimus arimus shel mitzvos. Hashem doesn't need now piles and piles and piles of mitzvahs. He wants us to build something with our mitzvahs. But kirvas elokim. But kesh yishabayin dod l'reyosoy. Shiroshirin is not about do mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. The mitzvahs have to take you somewhere. What are the mitzvahs on the ikkah? You have to do them. You don't do them, this whole story doesn't start. But the mitzvahs have to be going somewhere. They have to be going towards the Kabbalah Samantha Shemaim that you are makabel. Pre the mitzvahs. But kesh yishabayin dod l'reyosoy. Zema shomer Yirmiyahu. Kelo tzivaysi al divra ila v'zevach. Ki emes adova hazeh. I want this. Atem tiyu li la'am v'ani e'lechem Elohim. Yimah Amoni finishes that puzzle. I didn't ask you for this for you, and I never tivist you in Zizaka. What did I ask you for? Tiyu li la'am v'ani e'lechem le'elohim. The mitzvahs you need to do, they're important, they're good for you. They'll bring you closer to Hashem, they'll make you doim el Hashem. That the goal of the mitzvahs is to get close to Hashem. If you're doing them in a way that will never close the circle, well then what value is there in those mitzvahs? Because the ikkah is chosam in a sefer. Clear? If you buy your flowers because the chosam teacher told you to buy flowers, what those flowers she does, doesn't. You're giving you our flowers because you're trying to give her a message of something. Because there's a relationship and this enhanced relationship. This is going to make it better. You love her, you care for her, you appreciate her, whatever. Give her flowers because the rabbi said I was buying flowers. Okay. What are flowers? Maybe Roland Penatana Grill can get something for that. But we understand, why did you buy flowers? Because you want to enhance the relationship. But if Loich Patlach had a relationship, was one of the flowers for? I'll still bring flowers. Yeah, you said bring flowers. Yeah, I said bring flowers to enhance the relationship. Doing mitzvahs that has no sheikhness to a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzvah. So what leiv?
They still have a
lave. Lave is the understanding and the kavana, kavanas alave, machshavas alave. This thing doesn't have machshavas. Machshavas alave that will generate the emotions of Ava Vasimcha. I'm doing this mitzvah with the machshava of why I'm doing it. I know why I'm doing it. I know why I'm bringing this korban because I want to enhance my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. And when I'm thinking those thoughts, you will feel the feelings in the mail. It has to start here.
What I'm saying is that there still is an element of life, even in that so-called cold approach. It's not the ultimate. But the very fact that the mitzvah is being done.
There's no life there at all. He's brain dead. There's no life at all. He has no machshavas alive whatsoever. Mitzvahs are not mitzvahs are not in the lumod.
He's not.
Because he wants to serve Hashem. That's the guy we're talking about. That's the good guy. He's talking. I'm talking about the guy who doesn't have life. Who's not over Hashem v'simcha v'tuv leiv. He has no machshavas halev whatsoever. He's putting on. He's putting on tefillin kulu of ebed.
How can you?
By virtue of putting on 99% of the people in the world. How can you put on tefillin of habit? And then I'll tell you, because that's what you do every day and have been for years. I have a friend who has never missed a million ever. Yeah? And when I first heard about it, I was more jealous until I saw you dubbing. He dubbins because that's what everybody does. I put on tefillin because you put on tefillin because that's what you did yesterday, so you put on tefillin today. No machshava saleh ever. We have a hard time thinking about Hashem when we're talking to him. When was the last time you davened with machshavas alei? Let's be honest with ourselves, a little bit honest. Mitzvahs anoshim melumado. Habit. There's frum from birth, there's bal tshuva, and there's frum from habit. Most of what we do is just habit. I'm not judging anybody, and I'm not going to analyze. Maybe deep down he wants the kavana, but at the end of the day, our mitzvahs and our avodas Hashem, like Yirmiyahu Novi says, looks a drip drop. Excellent. That's what we spoke about the other day, that we have an ongoing problem. I'll tell you what it means. Let me just make the question a bit bigger. We first have the Nesh Bacharam, who says the mice is the ikka. All this other stuff is the Hidu, whatever, but the ikka is the mice. That is what we've answered. Number two, your question. We know that the mice is what generates the inner pnim, the desire. We also know that, very quickly, but it's a more major sugya. We all know that Kashem Shalol, that the Olam Yaseh Adam Mitzvahs, Lama Torah, whatever, Shalol Ishmo, Shalol Ishmo, Shalol Ishmo, Shalol Ishmo. That's part of the question as well. You first have to do it not for the correct reason, because eventually you'll come to that reason. What happens if you don't want to come to the Ishmo? You'll never get there. There's a tnai, there's a condition. In Mitok Shalol Ishmo, Shalol Ishmo, you want to get to Ishmo. If someone's doing the external mitzvah, but he has no desire and no connection to the inner reality, I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if it'll work. It's not a poshut, because the chinuch does say, the chinuch cannot go wrong, that if a person is a rosh gomel, total rosh, and someone will command him and force him to do the mitzvahs even, I was honest, it already start having a roshim on him. So what I'm saying is not so posh. Not so posh. It will start having a roshim on him. Therefore, you need to do the mitzvah. That's what the nefesh has to do. Without the asiyah, none of this starts. But together with the asiyah, there's to be a kavana, there's to be some desire to do this because I want to get something. I think the person just did the mitzvah, when it was munutak legamre. I don't have a lama bay. I'm not worried about his lama bay. I'll get paid up for those mitzvahs. Mitzvah tikkus kavana. Without Kavon, you didn't even do the mitzvah. Yes, yes, for a baby, sugya, don't push it. That's Kavona. That's Kavona. Mitzvah sickest Kavona. The Chai Adam says, let's talk about stump Kavona. The Chai Adam says, we pass the mitzvah sickest Kavona. You do a mitzvah, you didn't have Kavona to do this. What does it mean, Kavona? It means I'm doing this because Hashem told me. It's the minimum Kavona you have to have to Makai Mitzvah. What happens if you didn't have that kavana? You're not a kind of mitzvah. There's a chayim adam, but there's certain mitzvahs that it's posh that you did because Hashem told you. Yeah? Eating matzah. Not posh that I'm eating matzah because Hashem told me. I'm eating because I'm hungry. It's a long habob. All that's on the table is matzah. Man, you're eating matzah. You can't say, oh, for sure he's doing the same mitzvah. Maybe that kavana, maybe he did it. Tfilin? Tfilin, if I was putting on tfilin, why is he putting on tfilin? Hungry? No, because Hashem told him. So that's the Chai Adam called Stam Kavana. There's certain things that we paskin that even if you didn't have explicit Kavana, you have Stam Kavana because why else are you putting on tefillin? Because Hashem told you to. Quite a few mitzvahs like that. Lulav and Nesra. Why are you shaking Lulav and Nesra? Because you have Stam Kavana, so that you're doing this because Hashem told you. That's one level of Kavana. I'm doing this because Hashem told me. No? So you got the mitzvah. It's in the bag. That's avad es Hashem below simple to label. That's exactly the taina. You're serving Hashem. You're doing the mitzvah because Hashem told you. But it's bli simcha v'tuv leibov. You're much more of a simcha v'tuv leibov when the Yankees win the Super Bowl.
Do you want me to be happy for all this too?
Happy? No one said anything about being happy. It's the simcha. Now you have to go get a definition of simcha. What is a definition of simcha? Or we just walk around aimless with all these words and we don't know what they mean. Define your terms.
I feel pretty good. I got out of bed and got the show sort of not really on time. So, okay.
So can you do that for Simcha V'Tuv Leibov? I was Yotzi Zayim because I got up and I did the whatever. Yeah, I got 70% and 70% is Tov Ma'od and I'm happy with myself.
Yeah.
That's not Simcha. Simcha is an emotional feeling of pleasure you get from two things.
Are
you on tefillin? No. Simcha is an emotional feeling of pleasure. Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Emotional feeling of pleasure that you get when you do what you're supposed to be doing, number one. And number two, when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. Those are two drachim to get to simcha. Both of them are valid and both of them work. When you're sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av doing what you're supposed to be doing, that generates a certain amount of simcha. Supposed to. When you sit down and you look at all the pleasures you've got that you're not taking pleasure from, and you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got, that you also generate simcha. Not a chorus atoy, but just taking pleasure from the pleasures you've got, being aware of the pleasures you have. You couldn't sit down and write a list now of 1,000 pleasures you have right now. You get stuck at about 20, maybe 50. 1,000 now. You don't have to go out the room. You're just not even aware of the pleasures we have. Not even aware of how wealthy we are. So we don't take pleasure from the pleasures we've got. So we walk around miserable. That's the first level. There's a higher level, doing what you're supposed to be doing. When you do what you're supposed to be doing, that doesn't nothing generates more simcha. No matter how hard and ugly and miserable it would look from the outside, it generates pleasure. If you went to visit the Chmeis, New York, and they've taken one of these ferry things out there on the Hudson River, yeah? And while you're on the trip, someone falls overboard. You dive in to save the person. Yeah. If you would survive just being in the water,
yeah.
Well, the water's toxic. But assuming you would survive the wrench and the smell and the whatever, and you'd battle with this guy, and he sits your head under the water, and you drag him, whatever, and you pull him up and finish off the hour, exhausted, broken, smelling, nauseous from the Hudson River, and you put this guy on the deck, whatever, you save his life. How would you feel? Unbelievably simple. You saved the life. And whenever you think back to that trip on the Hudson River, what would you remember? Yeah, but look what you went through. The smell, the wrench, the toil, you were exhausted, your body was broken, whatever. It's the highlight of your life. Simcha comes from doing what you're supposed to do. Even if you didn't get the end result, by the way, it's very important to remember. It would take a more sensitive soul to have the same simcha if the guy drowned, as long as you did everything you could do. Because the guy living or drowning has nothing to do with you. In both scenarios, you did everything you could do, and your level of simcha should be identical. You did everything you could. The end result, none of your business. No, work on both. You should mark the pleasure that you're taking out of this world. Temperate against the enormous tsar and pain that we're supposed to be focusing on. The avoider of those 3 weeks, the avoider of Tisha B'Av, is the avoider of empathizing with the tsar and the pain that is in the world. So the mind's a bit the simpler and allow that to settle. So Govindal Miller's way of dealing with avoiders. There's place for pain, there's place for but look at all the chesed and all the goodness Hashem brings from the meantime. I'm gonna just deny that and be pay for that. I can be simple with that as well. These are higher dargas, the way this is not where we're holding. We haven't even defined that terms properly. Those are very high dargas to be able to compartmentalize those things. Take care.
No, let me see just prior.